Chicka 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 Slim Shady.
Yes, sir. Let's run this.
Hotter than a set of twin babies.
Oh, yeah.
And a Mercedes Benz with
what?
The windows up, yeah, with the Timcos up, yeah, to the mid 80s. Calling men ladies. Sorry, Doc, but I've been crazy. There's no way that you can save me. It's okay, go with him, Haley. Da-da. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 192 of the podcast. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. And we have my man Zinni over there from Better Days Ahead. We have a man Scumper Jumper. And we, of course, have Pamsky. I'm wearing his super, super limited edition team only hockey jersey from the Pomage one?
Team Pomage.
Team Pomage.
From the little NHL tournaments. That's the little hockey from tournaments.
They won, right?
No, we got to the A division finals, like the peak of it. Heartbreaking loss.
So you got second.
Yeah, we got second overall.
Nothing to be ashamed about. Yeah. That's fucking awesome.
Then there's like, you know, we could have been in the B, you know, the B section of it. And that means you get third, right? If you win that. So, but no, I've never seen the finals of that tournament. Those kids brought us to that. So that was pretty amazing.
Were they insane?
Yeah, dude. They were nuts.
They were nuts?
You see ringers, dude. A few of those kids got picked up by some of the farm teams.
Yeah, they're already getting scouted at like, how old are they? Like 12?
No, they're like 15.
Oh, okay.
15, 16.
Okay, so that's better.
Yeah.
The bad thing is that Pam's height would disallow him to sort of sneak himself in there and be his own little ringer. You know?
Oh, he'd be destroyed.
They would know.
There.
It was destroying. So funny. One of the kids couldn't fit in the jerseys that we got him, so I gave him mine. So you just see 7 and Pomage, and like the way they were putting it on the score sheet too, you just see all these kids' names, and then you just see 7 Pomage scored goal third period, whatever.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
He was stoked though. He was stoked. Good kid.
Hell yeah.
Anyway.
That's good. So if you guys didn't know, Pam is such a good human that he always gives back to his community. And he helps, what are they, age 10 to 14?
So the kids from this jersey here, those kids have been on the Team Pomage teams since they were we've been doing this for like 6 or 7 years now.
Oh, wow.
So I've seen those kids like grow up, and it's always such a mind fuck, like kind of seeing them again.
Yeah.
Because, dude, they just grow up so fast, and it's just so bizarre.
Do they have like a lingo? Like,
yeah.
Like, not like Fortnite lingo? Like, are they like, can you tell it's like a newer generation
like,
when you're like around
absolutely.
Them?
Absolutely.
Are they like doing dance moves and shit?
No. They're not hitting no emotes or anything like that. Actually, one of them did. One of them hit the gritty.
Hit the Orange Justice?
Yeah. Like they're clowns like that.
That's awesome.
Anyway, so again, anytime that I get a chance to tell you props on that, I'm so glad that you do stuff like that for your people out there, man. Are they all from the same nation that you are?
No. So
Ojibwe?
No, so like there's Mohawk, there's Cree, there's Ojibwe, there's so many.
So you just, everyone, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so.
Good for you, man.
So whenever we have these teams, like there's also a lot of players that don't get picked up to their home, to their First Nation, because just spots and all that, they run out of space. And we pick up a lot of the players that just can't find a team, so they find a home with us. So. And we've just become so cool with all the parents and all that. Like, one of the kids' parents helps run the team. And, you know, next year we're doing a girls' team, and two of my little sisters are playing on that. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's dope. Yeah. Congrats.
It's going to be very good.
That's sick.
Super dope. Seth just got off a 24-hour stream. Did you watch any of it?
I did watch a little bit, man. You were going through it a little bit. I don't know how you did it.
Nah, so the 24-hour... it was hard. It was definitely not easy. I haven't done something like that I don't think I've ever done a 24-hour solo stream. No. I could be wrong. My memory may be fading. But I don't think I've ever done that before. I'm not going to lie. It was hard, but it only really got hard at like, I would say the 18-hour mark.
Mm.
18 hours. Man. Whenever you look at the clock, it's 4 a.m. Or at 18 hours, it was 3 a.m. And like, I usually am asleep on the couch every night at like 11:30, 12. Like we'll be watching Love Island or just some bullshit. Unless we're watching a show, then I'll lock in. But like I'm usually asleep on the couch at like 11. Like last night I fell asleep on the couch at midnight. Iz wakes me up the same way every time. She's just standing over me like, do you want to get in bed? And I'm like, every time I'm like,
I thought you were going to say, I woke up and I was in her arms and she was carrying me to my bed.
Yeah, right. Oh, can't carry my big ass.
You had a rough
night. That's the dream,
man. Do you have nightmares of Saquon dropping it?
Oh, dude, last night was tough.
That was so tough.
Yeah, last
dude.
Night was tough.
Did you
I
watch
literally
that game?
So oh man, me and Iz were watching it. I remember my mood immediately shifted after Kirk Cousins just drove the field in 45 seconds.
Eagles had like a 98.1% of winning, and they just bottled it.
Dude, it was
they
miserable.
Just bottled it.
But yes, I was pretty pissed. I'm not happy about that because we could have went up 2-0. Cowboys are 1-1, so that would have been nice. And we play the Saints next week, and they just dismantled the Cowboys at home. So
could be the Giants.
Could be the Giants.
He could be
my AJ's
team.
Out, so AJ Brown was out. So I'm not really too worried about it. They didn't really have AJ Brown, obviously big receiving threat, so it draws a lot of attention from defenses. So didn't have him. Saquon looked great until the drop.
That guy's unreal though.
Yeah,
like,
he
can't
great.
Even fault him for that because it's like neighbors dropped a huge pass for the Giants, and I'm like, I can't even fault that guy. He's the only guy out there doing something.
Yeah, I mean Saquon literally was bawling last night. He just dropped it at the end, and that just happens sometimes. You know, can't catch every pass. It just sucks that one had game, you know, sealing implications on the line.
That's the way the beautiful
but,
game.
But yeah, the 24-hour it was good. People showed out. So much love from the community. As I like to say, my community. So I'm just going to give a brief rundown of what it was.
Please.
Really quick. So it was the first 5 hours I played Warzone with Teep, Mason, and Crowder. The next like 7-8 hours was a World Series of Warzone watch party. But that took, I thought that was going to be 6 hours long.
Yeah.
But there were so many delays. And Biffle, they changed out his GPU or something because he was on a different one.
Yeah.
So the World Series of Warzone ended up taking like 8 or 9 hours. So after the World Series of Warzone, I'm 12, 13 hours into this thing. And then I did like a little challenge where I had to try to get a win in every game. Didn't complete that. I was just so tired at that point. I got second in a Warzone solo. I had like 22 kills. I got shit on at the end.
Oh my God, I was watching that.
At like hour 17.
He sniped your head off. You were behind the car. I thought it was a free win. Hector, you'd be in tears.
Iz was in the rooms. Iz was trying to talk to me. I think Iz was going to bed at the time that
happened. Yeah, you're like, not right now, babe.
Yeah, I'm like, not right now. I'm trying to do this shit. I get sniped in the head. I instantly got up, went and said goodnight to her, and I came back fuming.
You give her one of those hard-ass kisses, like,
it's like, fuck this shit, man.
To be fair, that guy hit a crazy shot.
It was a crazy shot. I had a crazy head. He hit a crazy shot. But he had a CDL scan. I know he got hype. I was so pissed.
He was so, bro, the amount of dope.
Oh, because I know
he was
in the stream.
Do you think he's got that? I'm only asking because I would do this. I'm not saying that it's lame to do this, but like, oh man, let me see this.
Oh my God, dude, look at that.
How'd you find it that quick, Matt?
Wait,
Luke, you still have
so I'm like, I got this guy dead to rights. He's in the corner of the room. Like, there's no way he wins this shit, right?
Of course not.
This is crazy. And then I just get ripped.
Oh my God, dude.
And then I just get ripped. And this was at like hour 17. And I'm just like, yo, I give up. I'm like, I give up. Go over.
Was this hour 17?
It was either hour 16 or 17. So I'm already struggling, right?
Yeah.
I'm struggling.
Low key though.
Throw snipes. You're saying the sniper had your ass.
And then that shit happened.
Reach on top.
I was fucking pissed, dude. But then so we did that little challenge, and then the last like I really wanted to play Elden Ring for longer. I think it was only like the last 5 or 6 hours I played Elden Ring because I want to beat the DLC. And then the last hour you and Matt came over.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was crazy. I think we got like 6,600 subs on the day, which was fucking unbelievable.
It's not a bad day at the office.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm. Iz was like, you should do this once a quarter and just make it like a thing. Like once every quarter, just run a 24-hour.
Iz would probably do it once a month.
Yeah. Come up with.
Well, do it once a week, babe.
But it's hard to come up with like incentives that, you know, want people to really interact and give subs. I mean, at the end of the day.
Would you ever dye your hair?
No, people wanted that. So
our
last sub goal was at 5,000. And we didn't think we were going to hit that.
No.
So we hit 5,000 like pretty early in the stream. We probably still had like 8 hours, like probably like 10 hours left in the stream.
All right, we'll up the stakes. Dual 24-hour at the Conjuring House if you hit 10K subs.
Oh my God. Dude, do that, but don't come by me.
That wouldn't even be fun. Like, what are we going to do in that house for 24 hours? Just be scared?
You'd be tweaking, yeah.
Dude, nothing's going to happen. You're going to hear
Brother, I promise. If we did an overnight in the Conjuring House. First off, I'm talking a big game because I've been saying this for a while that I want to go do it.
Dude, he asked me.
I don't think I'll actually go do that because I watched a video. I think they're called Sam and Colby. It's a big YouTube channel. And I watched it and they were tweaking. They had like a medium there with them. And she's like, oh, I can feel the spirit. I'm not sure if I believe all that, but It is the Conjuring house.
It's so like watching Ghost Adventures.
People would definitely want to watch it.
What happened at the Conjuring? Was that like
Annabelle? That's the Annabelle doll.
It's the
and what does she do? Like,
it's like the scariest movie that I remember seeing besides Sinister.
The Nun.
Up.
The Nun's a spinoff of the Conjuring.
It's like
it's just demons. Like,
yeah, I can't do
you
that.
Haven't seen the Conjuring,
dude? I'm traumatized.
You wouldn't be able to watch. It's actually like that's one of the scarier movies. Like I won't even chow that shit.
Really? Blair Witch Project, the though. Thing is like I guarantee you that I won't be as I just don't know what it is. I have a mental block. What's up, Joe? Big Joey update in the house, ladies and gentlemen. If you guys have any merch questions or anything, do go to Ed Optica update. I couldn't do it. I'm that is the only thing that I'm like afraid of. The only thing I don't talk about is that cartels, obviously, and you know, other stuff.
I mean,
but I just don't
see.
I just don't do
in
it.
Boeing.
If I can't hit it. I'm good.
Sorry.
Whoa, what'd you there, say? Buddy.
Cut, I said, and Boeing, cut that.
Boeing?
No, keep it in.
Cut that.
Keep it in.
Yeah. You got to prove a point on your ass.
But just to put a little cap on it, yeah, the 24 hour was dope. I appreciate everyone that came out, showed love. I didn't really know what to expect. You guys exceeded my expectations. I think my community's expectations. I just didn't really think it was going to pop off like it did. Viewership was also crazy. Like I usually hover around like 5-6K during the off season for regular streams. I had like 12-13,000 for like the first 14 hours of it. And then obviously once people start going to bed, it kind of tapered off a little bit. And then in the morning when we shaved my head, it shot back up. So
I feel like viewers are good though. I don't mean to cut you off, but because people start falling asleep to it. So it's like, yeah.
They just stay.
They're not losing. You're not losing a viewer.
And I was
just
saying that
asleep,
too.
Like at the TV show.
Usually I don't say that, but I was like, hey, if you guys don't mind, just keep the stream up. Keep just so I can like see the number, keep the energy up. You know what I'm saying?
It helps for sure.
Yeah, it definitely helps. I mean,
as a viewer,
a streamer.
It's definitely like really cool. Like knowing you're doing a 24 and then they go to sleep and they wake up knowing that you're still up. So it's like,
dude, there were people like, I'm doing the whole 24 hour with you. And I was like, dude, I was like, you guys are crazy.
That's dope.
You guys
though.
Are crazy. Like that's
dope.
It's hard.
Like,
did you get up and do any physical activities? Like a couple of 10, you know,
yeah,
25 pushups here.
My rib was still in a little bit of pain. My rib is like actually like 80-90% healed now. It's still a little bit painful at times, but
the cardio was to walk around the room every 50 or 100 bomb. He gets up and he does his little
You walked a couple of miles then.
Yeah, so a couple steps.
But I would stretch every hour and a half, 2 hours, I'd get up, stretch my side.
Did it still hurt your rib?
A little bit. It's not nearly as bad as it was. There was a couple days where like I couldn't even move, which sucked. And that's why I took off streaming for a couple days.
That's insane, though. Props to you, man. That was really good.
Yeah, 24 hours
I couldn't do it. I could not do it. I'm dead. I'm dead on arrival at 9 p.m. I'm dead on arrival.
And now we got this going on. So
I'll tell you what. Before anything, right now when Matt showed that clip of you getting sniped, I thought to myself, I'm like, yeah, you know, no mustache and hair, not a good look for you. Okay, so get the mustache back as soon as possible
and keep this.
I don't. You don't have to keep that, but it doesn't look bad. Like you don't have
bad,
a weirdly shaped head. It's like. You're not fat around the cheeks like me. Like, if I went bald now versus when I was in high school, like,
you'd be fucked?
I mean, no, of course not. But, you know.
Yeah, they're all asking me when I'm going bald. I'm like, dude, I look like a pumpkin. Like, I cannot. I cannot go.
3,000 subs, you wouldn't go bald?
No, I would not.
3,000 subs.
I would do something.
You hit 10,000 subs, because you're at what, 6K? If you hit 10,000 subs, you go bald. You'd do it. Don't lie.
Those are heights I've already reached. If I need to reach a new height to
15?
Take this to look like a fucking actual pumpkin, my girl's gonna look at me and go, that is repulsive.
<It's heinous. laughs>
Well, I think it'd be a good test to see if she really loves you.
Could you imagine me shaving
for better
this?
Or for worse?
Like, imagine I shaved the beard and the head.
No,
you can't do that.
No, I wouldn't. No.
You look like Mr.
I wouldn't
Clean.
Shave my head, but for like when I do my 24 hour, my big thing would probably be 3,000.
You and know I'll, how I would.
Oh, when are you doing? Are you doing? You have one scheduled right now?
Yeah. Well, I don't have it scheduled, but I committed to doing one. I just
all right,
have to
well,
figure
if you
out
need,
when.
If you need assistance, if you need me to hop on for a couple hours and...
This is how I would do right, it.
I'll help you. Because now I know how it is. I really wish... I'm not going to lie. Zinni was like, yo, I might get on later after the World Series of Warzone and play like a scary game with you for 3 hours.
Yeah,
that would have helped
my
so
idea.
Much. Because again, that was like hour 12. That would have got me to like hour 15. And then I could have started my challenge. Which, I mean, either way, it's hard. I mean, any way you do it, it's hard. But having friends around during it definitely makes it easier. Because it's just like you can just shoot the shit It just makes it easier.
Time goes by so fast too.
How I would do it. You don't even think about it. I would do what you did, but I would have like a live segment when somebody comes in and we just shoot the shit for like 2 hours.
Well, we did that at the end with the haircut.
But
Matt came in and kind of assisted me through the last hour, which helped a lot. Because that's when it like started to become, the last 2 hours were the hardest. The last hour before you guys showed up was the hardest.
Dude, I was...
Because I'm playing Elden Ring, I'm running around. I mean, your brain is just fried at that point. I'm looking up guides. I can't think, like, I haven't slept, so I just, my brain is not, like, active.
Yeah.
It was actually kind of clutch, like the World Series of Warzone went as long as it did, because that definitely just...
Well, that's why I wanted to do it too. It's like, I wanted to do it the last day of the beta, but Matt convinced me to come over for the first football Sunday. He's like, dude, what the fuck do you mean you're going to do it on today? It's the first football Sunday. And I was like, dude, there's the beta. There was HCS Sunday. So HCS Sunday, we were playing. We made it to the finals, unfortunately lost. But like shit like that, just those times where you don't have to play the whole time makes it so much easier. So I wanted to do it then. So Matt tried to convince me not to do it this Saturday either. And I was like, Matt, I'm sorry, bro. I know the Cowboys game is tomorrow. I'll be there. I will show up. But I have to do it tonight.
I didn't think you were gonna make it. I wouldn't have made it. I wouldn't have gave a fuck about anything.
I was like, I gotta do it.
The house
could
have been burning.
Dude.
I'm sleeping as I burn. I don't give a fuck. I just cannot operate without that. We got to your place at around like 8. What was it?
No, 9.
Like
or,
9.
No, 8.
Yeah, like 8:30.
Ended at 9. No, you guys got there at 8.
At 8?
Matt got there at 8 with his Clippers to do the deed.
Yeah, so
I ended at 9.
Obviously, empty stomach. We're about to go to the Cowboys game, so I figured, I'm gonna have one of those burgers. The burgers in the Cowboy Stadium are fucking incredible. Anyway, so I get there, I see a shot, and I pick it up. I'm like, what the fuck is he drinking? I smell a little bit. The chat's like, drink it. And I was like, I'll drink it if somebody gives.
Yo, Hector went crazy at the Cowboys game.
Oh,
bro.
You wait.
Crazy.
So I took that shot
he
of full roses.
Shots.
Oh, no, more.
Damn.
No,
dude,
it was
in the,
more.
The car back after the game, I said, I had a couple beers at the game. I had a shot with them because I could not take a shot with Tim, Clock, Jack, Hector. I had to get a shot in with the boys. So I take a shot. We're leaving the game. We walk out on the wrong side of the stadium. It's 90 degrees out. I haven't slept. I've drank. Now I haven't slept. I've also drank on top of it at the game. We have to walk like 40 minutes around the outside of the stadium. Iz has to pee. We have to go back into the stadium because she has to pee. She didn't plan very well. We had to go back in, come back out. I mean, and then we get in the car. He is just blaring music for 2 hours on the way home.
Took us 2 hours. Think about that.
Took you 2 hours?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you how it went down from my fucking perspective. We pick up Seth after that. Now, I'm already one shot in, okay? I'm already one shot. That's never going to do anything. No empty stomach, 5 a.m. Doesn't matter. It's not going to do anything to me. All right. We do this thing. We go pick up Seth and Iz at, we said we're leaving at 10:30. We left at 10:30. At 12:30, we get into the suite. Okay? It was a 2 hour ordeal to get into the stadium as I'm driving.
Hector fucking was tweaking in the car. He didn't pull up his parking pass before he got there. He was unprepared, and then he got mad that he was unprepared.
I was unprepared. I was so mad. I'm like, how the fuck?
He was unprepared. Then he got mad that he was unprepared. He was blaming the 5G. He's like, I can't even fucking get on my account and shit. You know, you were tweaking. I haven't seen you that mad in a while.
Oh,
he
was like fuming. Livid. I'm like, I meant when I said this, I'm like, all right, this is what we're going to do. Jude, Liv, I'm going to give you the tickets. You guys, I'm going to go drop you guys off. I'll see you guys back at home. I'm done with this day.
He almost gave up.
You guys go enjoy the suite.
That'd be fucking hilarious.
That's so unlike him.
But the thing is like, I would have been mad, but doing that, just giving up and going home and not just relaxing would have been such a better thing, solution for me to not be enraged. So we walk in through there. Liv and Jude find their seats. We say hi to everybody, and immediately I go to the bar. I see this bottle of unopened tequila, Herradura, of course. So
it
wasn't
the worst shot I've ever taken.
I fucking opened. That's what we have at the house. I opened it, and I poured me the full thing. It was like two shots. Go there, I knock them. I go back, I take a third one, and I'm like, all right, cool. The bottle's this. And then me and Cloaksy is like, yo, I'll take a shot with you. And I was like, all right, let's take another one. So I took another one with Cloaksy. Me and Cloaksy finished 90% of that bottle, I am convinced.
That's dangerous.
That guy, Dennis, is
the dangerous man.
Him, Tim. I mean, they'll get after it.
Yeah.
And I love that about them.
We
they know how to have a good time.
I had to have had at least like, call it 10. Let's call it even 10. 10 shots. Didn't do anything. I was just more mad than anything.
Yeah, but so Cowboys game, we get home. I fall asleep in the car. He's blasting music 2 hours. It's like an unsettling.
I'm not driving. Like a, Jude's driving.
Yeah, of course. But it's like an unsettling like rest. Like I'm in the back seat. I'm like asleep, but I'm still like semi-conscious, but I'm like asleep. It was like the weirdest shit ever. Get back. We put on the Chiefs-Bengals game. I lay on the couch. It's like 4 p.m. I fell asleep for 6 hours. 6 hours I fell asleep, and I wake up to Iz again like...
standing over you?
Hey. She's like... Should I have woken you up? I didn't want to disturb you because you were asleep. And I was like, yes, you should have woken me up. Now I just slept 6 hours and it's 10 p.m. But then we got in bed like 2 hours after that. And I actually fell asleep and I slept through the whole night. Woke up, tried to stream yesterday. Oh, my God. My brain was not
mush.
Working. Oh, yeah. Not working at all. I played Valorant with Matt and it was probably the worst day of gaming that I've ever had. Like yeah. My brain wasn't working.
Nah.
I was sluggish, tired. We drank a little bit, so I didn't really feel the drinks. I just felt like that unrested rest. Oh my God.
Nah.
Today I feel better. But yeah, the 24-hour was a grueler. The Cowboys game after was definitely ambitious, but we thugged that shit out.
Some say that you'd never get the sleep back and it really fucks your brain up.
Mm. I can believe that.
Am I ever going to get my hair back?
Aren't you getting a tattoo as well?
People say that?
Yeah, he's getting a tattoo.
Where are you
getting
it?
People say it fucks your brain up?
I'm going to get it right here, I think. Nice. I still haven't decided. We still have time. We're going to do it during the race. So
just make sure that you...
They're already looking at tattoo artists. I don't know where to get it. Should I get it like right here?
Definitely not on your lower back.
Hell, a tramp stamp? Hell no. I don't know. I think I should get it like right here.
Either there or up here.
You think like up here?
Well, no.
Nah.
I think the wrist here.
I'm getting
like
one
that.
Like Diesel's. Diesel here. Has a dope ass.
One of the two.
I think here's good.
Diesel has a really dope optic colored one. I want to get that here.
Did
same.
I get it colored or black and white?
I would get it colored if I like my next one's gonna be colored. I would do.
Is it weird to mix and match like colored and black and white or no?
No, it's your skin. Do whatever you want. You can draw dicks on it if you want.
Because like, what if I want to expand and get like a sleeve or something? What if I love the tattoo so much and I'm like, okay, now I want to work
on
a sleeve?
This sounds stupid. Can you get it black and white and they color at a later date if you wanted to get it colored? No?
I don't think so, but I don't fucking know.
But yeah, the tat comes during the
that was a dumb question.
When you get the outline and all that, when you get the outline, you're gonna see it and you're going to start kind of visualizing way more ideas with it. So if you just get the outline.
Do you have any tattoos?
I do. I have another hand. Got my native name there.
Very cool.
Did it hurt?
That's it, though. It's not like a design. It's just my native name.
Did it hurt?
No, it didn't. Not there. For me.
It kind of did.
It's
I
like,
don't know. It kind of did.
Everyone always says it's like pain, but it's like...
burning. It's like a burning pain.
Yeah, it's like pain, but it's like a manageable...
It's hot.
It's like just annoying.
It feels hot.
Like
it's
just
it's
annoying.
It's a hot needle, you know? It's like...
It's not hot. It's not... Maybe. I don't know.
It's a spicy needle.
How long you get a shot? Does it feel like getting a shot?
No, nothing like that.
How long will a tattoo of that size take, you think, for him to get the
minutes.
Optic logo? Oh, that's it?
30 minutes.
Yeah, this took like 10.
Oh, okay.
Dude, my Schofield one took 3.5 hours, and the last 30 minutes were hell.
Schofield?
Yeah.
Michael Schofield?
Yeah.
No.
Name that for him, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Prison Break?
Yeah.
Oh, the dog guy.
My dog, my best friend.
Yeah, I forgot. It is after.
Yeah, it is after Schofield. Michael Schofield. He escaped the cage one day when we left him home and Jude and I went to work. When we come back, he was out.
Wait.
And the way he escaped is because we trapped him like next to our bed, and our bed had like one of those platforms, like the extra lip that they have.
Yeah.
So he used that as a tunnel and went against the wall and then that and got out.
Wait,
is that when you named him?
Yeah, Schofield.
That is sick.
Yeah, thank you.
That's a cool story.
Good
he's
story.
He's mischievous.
That's
mischievous
cool.
Boy.
Mischievous, yes.
Mischievous boy gets out.
Mischievous boy.
But yeah, I'm excited for the tattoo. I mean, I've always wanted tattoo. Well, I wouldn't say I've always like needed tattoos. I've always thought I think tattoos are awesome. That people like express, you know, either things in their life or things that they like and through an art form on their body. I think it's a dope concept. I've just always been like
scared of the once, needle.
Yeah. The pain doesn't scare me. What scares me is the permanentity.
Permanentity.
I don't think that's a word.
Dude, see, you can't miss sleep.
It's the permanentity of it.
It's called the permanent.
It's there forever. So you got to make sure you get a good artist. Make sure you really fuck with the thing. That's why the optic tattoo is one of the easiest things I could get, because it's obviously like been my life, basically my life.
For life. For life.
Yeah, so.
Zin, you don't got any tats, right?
No.
Would you ever? Let me guess. Why would you put a sticker on a Bentley?
No. Okay, I would never say that. And there's never
you
had any.
That, Kim?
Never had any, know. Like. I was never drawn towards any tattoos. I don't know. If I do get one, maybe like a BDA one, but I don't know. I don't really have any interest in getting one.
Big deassociation. I get it.
But yeah, should I get like the logo? And I think I want to get the logo colored and then like black optic under it.
Dude, whatever you want to do is fucking.
I don't just want the logo. I want like some text too. Like
I fucking
bang,
love that
bang.
Shit. Just, yeah, yeah. Listen, whatever you say you want to do, you're going to go to my guy. Period.
Well, he has to come here. Sure. Whoever does it has to come here because I already
nuts.
Promised we're it'll, doing
you put
it
the
on
date,
the race.
What if you put the date you joined under the logo?
I don't even know.
No, no, don't
that
do that. Don't do that.
No?
No, no, no. Just listen.
I think that'd be cool.
Nobody should give you ideas as to what you want to get. You should
That's
get
fair.
What you want to get.
That just looks sick in my head. Like, optically looking like the date you joined.
He's like, I wouldn't get. I don't
know
if I'd get a tattoo, but
I mean, I'm sure we can find
this.
The date.
Which, no, you just, you're fine.
Yeah.
Just logo, optic. I think that's dope. I had this idea to do for Christmas. We don't have any fucking special drops this year for Christmas. We don't have like a globe or a ornament. It's fucking somebody fucked up, and I was so mad. I was so mad because I wanted to do a snow globe with the 6050 house.
Oh, that'd be sick.
So sick because we got the van, obviously.
What?
No, I was seeing we had the globe back here, but we had the van, the burning van. Do you have that?
Oh
my God. Yeah, I was in your room, and I'm like, "Where's this? Where's this? Well, you don't have a Wallace in your house." You have a Wallace?
No, I do. I do. It's
in a box somewhere?
Yeah, I fucked up. I didn't take it out of the box yet.
Okay,
it's in my closet.
I'll get a Wallace. I'll get you a bunch of stuff. You should let me go in there and just let me arrange shit.
Dude, please. I love that. American Dad, I was actually just he made me
Yes.
You know how he did the OG like big neon like light basically?
Yeah, yeah. Did we buy that for your dad?
I don't think so.
Okay.
He sent that one to Daltouche.
Yeah,
really?
I saw that he got it from Daltouche.
That's his boy, though, right?
Oh, no.
I think Touche replied to it and was like, I want it. And then he sent it to Touche.
Well, he also he made one for the watch party. So he said that he was sending the OG to the watch party. So, yeah, this is it.
That's
gas.
So fire.
That's gas. Look at all the other ones he has there, too.
Dude, is that Alan? What is that?
Where?
The fuck?
What is that?
It's an alien. That's a Snorlax.
That's a Snorlax with Alan. But yeah, so
he's got the phase up foam finger back there.
But like his room is sick. Like I love like that style of room. I love my room, obviously, but like the plushies and masks and like just collectible stuff.
I mean, his
colorful.
Fucking footwear is fucking gross.
But look how sick that is. Like, I don't know where I might hang it in the basement. I don't
so
know.
Fire.
I don't know where I'm going to put it. Maybe in the theater room could be cool. But you don't really want it in the theater room. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going to put it.
You can put it anywhere. That's
shit
gas.
Sick. Yeah.
I'm having him
Chat,
make...
What's he wearing? Those are the... They're like flame ones, right? They're not Supreme.
His is off and put it over your side of the bed.
Those are not Supreme.
No.
Like, where you sleep. Just put it above your party. Put it above your head.
Would that happen?
I'm having him make my fucking perfect logo, like the blue and pink, and he's doing like the aim higher as well.
That's so sick.
I can't wait for them. They're cool, man.
Yeah, I shot him a DM last night. I've always seen his videos, like, because he always does like the funny, themed like videos. Like he just did one. I just saw it. It blew the fuck up. But it was like, I think it was snipers or people in Black Ops 6. It was something. I don't remember the caption, but it was something in Black Ops 6. How they make a PB&J.
Yeah.
And he's like, he just does a whole bunch of crazy shit to make a PB&J, and it's just
Matt.
Like,
what's his name again?
American Dad.
American Dad. America.
Yeah, I've always fucked with his stuff. So
that's my weed brain.
That it's gonna be
a
wonderful
day.
Term.
He's the man. I can't wait to get it and put it up. He's shipping it. He's shipping the OG and that to Riley. So we'll either incorporate it into the watch party or I'll put it somewhere in the house. We haven't.
I'm trying to see what shoes he's.
That would look.
I gotta
great.
See how big it is. Like I have to see how big it is.
It's
to,
a
like,
good size. I mean, yeah, he had a photo of it there, but like you know, it's a good size, man.
I gotta see it in person to be like, okay, this would go. This would look good here, or it would, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, throw that on the watch party. That would look great there.
What up? But yeah, that shit's sick. I can't wait to get it.
That is sick.
And he I saw it yesterday, so.
We talk World Series of Warzone?
No, let's talk. I want to, why don't you get us started while I look up the shoe?
Well, first, congrats to Falcons, Biffle, Shifty, and Soka. I mean, those guys don't really have comp. They just go over there and win everything. So
they had a little bit of comp this time. A little bit. They had a Scummins team.
Yeah.
Scummins
yeah.
team was actually balling. Scummin, Dongy, and who was their third?
Unrational.
And Gary. Yeah.
For those wondering, I was almost right. They are the Supreme. They are the what the fuck? Where is it? The Spectrum Zoom Streak. The Zoom Streak Spectrum.
Oh,
I knew they were.
Those are fire.
Damn, 270.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are gas.
I knew it. I'm like, wait, those are the Supremes, right? But which Air Max?
Size 12s then.
Not an Air Max. Yeah. And you're a size 12 in those?
I'm a size 12, man. Just for any future reference, if you feel like, you know, gifting me a shoe.
Yeah, I got something coming for Zinni.
For me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp, as you guys know. What's something that you'd love to learn? As an adult, do you make time to learn new things as often as you like? Or was it a lost in childhood? Kids are always learning and growing, but as adults, sometimes we lose that curiosity, right? And you got to ask yourself, what is something that I would like to learn? Whether it's gardening, a new language, maybe how to finally beat your best friend at bowling. I don't know. You got to take the time to take care of yourself so that you can continue to take care of others. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire online to get matched with a licensed therapist. And even if the licensed therapist is somebody that you do not vibe with, you can replace them and you can switch therapies anytime for no additional charge. Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/optic today to get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/optic. That is betterhelp.com/optic. All lowercase on the optic, but I'll leave a link in the description down below to make it easier for you to just click and go. In trade for the
The ALDs
for ALD loafers. Congratulations to Falcons, Biffle Shifty Hisoka. In one of the interviews, Miles DeRoss asked Shifty. He says to him,
"I got to see the clip because I think that
was it. Repulse or Miles?
Miles."
Let me hear exactly what
he
said.
Mi tocayo, Elector.
CDL player, do you Shifty? Which CDL player do you think you could replace instantly on a starting roster?
I'm off with go big, go home. Give me Pred.
Okay. Okay. He says this, but he doesn't say that. See, the way that I interpreted this was that
he like called him out.
No, he's. I don't even think he's calling him out. I think he's like.
Give me Pred.
He's saying that. I mean, it is kind of a dig at Pred, but it's like he wants to join the biggest team, but he also has a crazy cast around. Like he's got Ant, Brandon, Kenny. So I think he meant that. He wants to replace Pred, not that he could replace Pred.
Yeah, he wasn't saying it like
I think I could replace this motherfucker.
He didn't just randomly say, like, I could go take Pred's spot right now.
That's how I took it, but a lot of other people
are
taking
it. What did Pred say?
This way.
Did Pred reply?
Fucking vacay. Barcelona on top of a mountain.
Oh, he doesn't give a fuck.
AG doesn't give a fuck.
AG probably hasn't
even seen it.
No. He doesn't even know.
AG hit me up like a week ago for food wrecks in Positano. I was like, bro, you're in Positano right now?
I think he's finally home now. I think his world tour is ended,
Australia.
He was like, what hotel were y'all at? And I was like, I sent him it, and he was like, I'm at this one. Look at this shit. He sent me his room. He had like a, dude, his room was insane. AG is like, he does it right, bro.
Kind of said AK.
He doesn't care. And honestly, I'm so envious of the fact that his brain works that way where he'll just do it. And I'll like think about it too much and then stop myself from doing it. He just like, I'm going to go to fucking Barcelona. I'm going to go to Positano, Rome, Milan. And he just does it.
Dude, he's lived more in these last 2 months than I have my entire life. That guy's just been fucking everywhere. And not just touristing. He's like living lavishly.
He's eating five-star every meal. He's staying at five-star hotels.
I wonder, I gotta ask him if he ever ended up going to, because the two that stood out in Positano were Tagliata at the top and Vincenzo.
He went to Vincenzo.
He didn't go to Tagliata?
Not that I saw, but he did.
DiVincenzo was
He did
gas.
Go to DiVincenzo.
Oh, my God. I want to go back to Italy just to eat that carbonara.
Yo, another thing, and I just thought about, you're on your way to San Diego as we speak.
This weekend, yeah.
And that means, Seth, that for the last 5 weekends, I'm talking about me, but you've been traveling, like, you're insane. Somebody asked me, did you ask me if I was going with Seth to?
Yeah, I did. I asked
you. You're the second one. Diesel hit me up. He's like, yo, are you going to
TwitchCon?
I'm like,
Bro, I want to go to San Diego. Tell BK to get me a deal in TwitchCon. Just a little Scooby snack. Just tell him to find me something, remnant somewhere.
If you actually want to come, I could ask him.
So I can go to San Diego. I could ask him too, but I just want to go to San Diego and eat tacos. I've never been to San Diego, and everybody that's been there says it's like the most beautiful city in the U.S.
Oh, it's amazing.
It is.
And that's
I don't know where we're staying yet.
Well, we're going to TwitchCon, so I'm in and out. This is like I fly
in. Wolves.
I fly in Saturday. I have a 1-hour stream Saturday at TwitchCon. And then the next day I have the AT&T activation for the 1v1s and meet and greet at TwitchCon. So I have two things. I fly in Saturday afternoon, do the hour stream, and then the next day I have like I think it's like a 3-hour 1v1s and then a meet and greet after the 1v1s. So it's gonna be lit. I've never been to TwitchCon, so it's gonna be a pretty cool experience.
They have a lot of not merch booths, but just warehouses full of like vendors where people like bring their own stuff from home and like you know can buy, trade, and sell.
Yeah,
check that shit out, dude. Yeah. That shit's really cool.
It's like a gamer garage sale.
Yeah, like you'll find like crazy collectibles and all that.
That's
and
actually dope.
Really one of a kind stuff.
Hell like, yeah!
You should definitely check that part out. That's something I really sleep on a lot about conventions and all that.
Yeah,
just that part of it outside of the events and
I mean,
whatever.
There's just
the
so much to do at those things. It's like that's why like Comic-Con. Like we went to that and.
Yeah,
people
bro.
Like make a whole week out of it because there's just so much to do. Like,
so good. Such a good spot.
So much. But yeah, I'm excited for TwitchCon. That's this weekend. I leave Saturday. I literally leave Saturday morning, get there, stream, sleep one night, do the activation, and then my flight's 2 hours after that ends.
You're
and
not doing the activation at the Hong Kong of Tijuana?
What's that?
It's like a very popular place that people sing about in
No, I think
in
it's
Mexican
at TwitchCon.
Corridos.
But I'm assuming I'm going to have some of the production guys there. We're doing a 1v1 me, bro. So for anyone that liked that series, I think I've done two. Ant's done one. Is that it? I've done two and Shotzi's done one.
What?
Yeah. The 1v1 me, bros. Yeah. So this will be my third one. It's going to be awesome.
You should do that. Like at the next time we have a major, you should have like a 1v1 snipers only station.
Yeah, I'll do that.
That
I'm not
dope.
Scared. Like.
But let's really get into it. Diddy's Miami house had over 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lubricant among various freak-off supplies.
Okay, can someone explain this whole thing to me? Because like, I don't keep up with like what's going on.
Okay,
pop culture,
the whole Diddy story.
Shit.
Yes, I'm gonna tell you. Listen, let me begin.
I'm not even. I genuinely like. Can someone explain it to
yes,
me?
Yes. Okay. Let me begin. I'm only gonna tell you three factoids. Okay. One. In 1997, Biggie Smalls released his post-mortem album called Life After Death. In it, the greatest rap song that has ever been put together happened between Biggie and Bone Thugs and Harmony. After Biggie's verse ends, there's a moment, about 10-second moment, which ruins the song forever, and it's Diddy. Diddy says, "And we forgive you. For you know not what you do." And in that moment, 1997, the summer of 1997, I said, fuck Diddy. I hate this dude. Ruined my fucking song. I can't believe it. So since then, I've been anti-Diddy. So now that I see what's happening, first of all, somebody's sexual orientation, none of my business. But when you're sexually assaulting people, which apparently is what he did, according to a New York court.
Oh, so, okay, so it's
according to a New
assault.
York court, which granted an inmate $100 million last week. Look it up, Matt. Look it up, Matt. It's true.
They're eating our pets.
Anyway, dude, some dude got, so apparently from what I read, and I only read what I read, Diddy and Diddy's team offered this one dude $3 million to shut up, never talk about it again. This guy said, fuck that. He went after him, $100 million.
Jesus.
Would you believe that?
I can't believe that. That's hilarious.
Okay. Matt, bring that up, Matt.
That is nuts, though, man.
Wait,
I mean,
okay,
just,
let me read this.
And there's videos of him like beating his, I'm not sure if it was his ex-partner or ex-wife or whatever she was, but Diddy went from like on top of the world, like one of the richest big party guy, to just absolutely
Dude, he had thousands of baby oil bottles.
That is crazy.
Like, you don't have that unless you're doing some freak-off
shit. The freak-offs sometimes lasted days at a time, involved multiple commercial sex workers, and often involved a variety of narcotics such as ketamine, ecstasy, and what is GHB?
Good.
Which Diddy distributed to the victims to keep them obedient and compliant.
What the fuck? Okay,
said,
so this guy was like, okay,
that's
so he's
nuts.
Everyone at those parties is bugging.
He is a sexual deviant.
Jesus. Okay, so that puts it into perspective a little bit more.
Yeah, so look.
And he got arrested yesterday, I think.
Yeah, he got arrested New York, right? Yesterday in New York.
See, like, I just don't keep up, like... I know people say no Diddy and shit like that is like a joke, but I like don't keep up with this stuff. As much as I probably should keep up with it more, but I just like, I don't really get on Twitter and look for this type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, but this dude...
And I don't watch the news, so like the only things that I hear about it are either you guys talking about it or people in stream talking about it.
That's why we can't make another video like the sponsor video that we made where I took you shopping. Because Diddy used to take his people. He's like, remember when he tried to take 50 Cent shopping? And 50 Cent's like, what, motherfucker, you're taking me shopping? So now we can't do that, Seth. You're no more Stone Island. Diddy ruined it for you. Do you hate him the way that I hate him?
Yeah, I definitely do.
You can take me. My boy.
Pass the
you
torch,
can take me.
The
I'll be your wingman.
Stone Island in Toronto.
The fact that he had 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lubricants amongst various freak-off supplies, like, what do you think they mean by variety of freak-off supplies?
Bro, could you imagine getting that text?
Floppy fists and shit?
Oh.
I remember, like, in high school, I used to get so hype when it'd be, like, a Friday, and I get a text, like, party at so-and-so's house, be like, yes, these millionaires are getting text freak-off tonight. There's just thousands of bottles of lubricant and hitch. Bring the ketamine and GHB.
It's a GHB. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, that's
crazy.
Insane.
That is crazy. Like,
how long is he going to jail for?
Yeah, forever. Hopefully,
forever. He's like,
yeah, he's done.
I don't know. Listen, I don't think he makes it out alive because he and one Epps.
Oh, him and Jeffrey.
Listen, I'm not gonna say his name.
Cut
but
it.
He had cameras all over his. All over his house for these freak offs.
We're walking a fine line in this episode.
Crazy.
We're walking a fine line. We're name dropping Boeing, Diddy, Epstein. We got to cancel the whole episode.
Not me.
No, I didn't.
Jesus.
I mean, that's insane.
I hope that he is punished. Well, let me rephrase that. He'd probably be into that. You know what I'm saying? I hope that he gets the book thrown at him. I bet you he gets the book thrown at him. I hope that there's no place for this, especially like this is literally just like predator like actions, right? Like you got so big that you lived in your own reality where you thought that you can do this to people and that you would be all good because you have cash. No, Diddy. No, Diddy.
Oh, no.
Damn. You ain't immune. You ain't immune, man.
They're gonna make a sick ass documentary about that though.
Yeah, it's gonna be sick
the
ass.
Rise and fall
Guess
Diddy
who's directing it and producing it?
Oh, it's already a thing?
Yeah.
Who?
50 Cent. It's fucking great.
That guy's sick, dude.
That guy's
hilarious.
Yeah, 50 don't give no fuck about nothing.
I love the way he clowns him.
Just the way he comes at everybody.
I love it.
Just couldn't give a fuck less. Anyway, so that aside, I think is the only current affair news that we have for you guys. Shogun, did you see World's?
Nah, hold on. Let's talk about something that Tenz retires from Valorant. That shit we got to touch on that because that shit is crazy. The biggest Valorant player in the world, and you it makes sense to me because I mean, obviously Tenz, there's no lack of skill. He could have kept going.
Yeah,
but. At the same time, it's like
he's ready to rake it in, man.
Was he the face of Valorant?
Oh yeah, 100%. For sure. I mean, Tarek is like the content like face. Like he does the watch party shit.
Same
like
team
that.
Too, yeah.
Well, and now then, it's gonna be Tenz and Tarek. I'm assuming for watch party.
Watch party?
They're just gonna be in a call together, raking it in like this.
It's hard to believe, like because he didn't really play for that long. I mean, four or five.
How many
championships?
How many world championships?
I don't know how many championships he has, but like that's not that long when you look at like the grand scheme of things, like. For esports athletes, obviously the shelf life is a lot shorter than like professional athletes, sports athletes.
Yeah.
And that's just how it is in esports. Like the shelf life of your career is shorter, but for him to cut it short and he's still like insane.
Yeah.
I mean, it just goes to show that like
I'm sure pressure played a part.
Huh?
I'm sure pressure. Like, that guy has always had a lot of pressure. Because Valorant's pretty... That's a toxic community, dude, Valorant. So when he doesn't play well, like, I've seen it myself. He'll get
But
like,
what for a person like that, what does, like, doesn't play well mean? Because even if he doesn't play well, he's still at a lower level, which is still better than the people he's competing against.
He's the face of Val, and Val is kind of like... I mean, Val is probably one of the biggest esports right now when it comes to, like, actual major tournaments. So as the face, it's kind of comparable to if Seth has a bad match, but kind of on a bigger scale just because their esports bigger and more worldwide. So it's just overseas and it just piles on. Yeah. And I could be wrong, but I feel like the pressure has to at least play. It's like, why would you not take a step back and go rake it in and do a little more stress-free of a job, party?
Speaking from my experience, I mean, the other side of the fence has been fucking fantastic. So I know he's going to be loving life now because, like, I'm not that I wasn't loving life, but yeah, there is a lot of pressure when you're, you know, at the top of an esport. So, I mean, he's just going to turn on the stream and play rank play and just rake it.
What I'll say to that is that anybody who is doing what's best for them without the opinion of anyone else is living the way that life should be lived. So if he said, I want to retire, and he retires, and then he says, I want to come back, and he comes back, and he retires again, he can do what the fuck he wants, and I'm happy that he does that, personally.
You got to make the best decision
at that time. Are you making it? 12 million views? Holy fuck.
151,000 likes, man. He's got my retirement post. Bookmarks.
Jesus Christ.
600 comments.
I got to tell you, man, like, I think I respect him even more because it's got to be, I mean, you tell me, Seth, and only Seth here on the couch, it's got to be addicting being that good at Call of Duty. You know what I'm saying? Like you don't love Call of Duty because
Call of Duty's so different. Like,
whatever, it doesn't matter. Just the concept of whatever
Valorant
it is that you love.
Hasn't really changed that much. Call of Duty is a new game every single year. No matter how good you are the year before, once that new game drops, you have to put everything
into
it. You
have 31 championships.
There's no, like, build it. I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is it's different.
It's got to be addicting being that good. Like,
yeah,
what
like
are the
but
you
got to
work your ass off,
no matter what. Yeah,
like I'm that guy. I would never. If I'm that good at something, I don't think that I could ever retire from
but
doing.
But you have to work your literal ass off.
Nah.
To get back to that point.
Yeah,
every
maybe. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
single
yeah, yeah,
year.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not discounting
and
that.
And now they get a new champion, like, you know, once every however long.
Listen.
Then they rotate the maps out. They just, like, icebox just a little bit in, like, certain spots.
I'm speaking from a person who has never attained that level of skill in anything in my life.
It's crazy how long that game's been pumping.
I think of the retirements I've seen, I think he is one of the more likely to return to competing at some point just because he is so young and it's like...
How old is he?
Is he like an entertaining streamer? Entertaining streamer? Like,
I mean,
what's he doing?
Even sure he's entertaining because I personally don't. I've never really watched him enough.
23. Oh my god!
He's good enough at the game.
Tyson,
where,
go
no matter
live.
How entertaining he is, he's going to have thousands and thousands of people watching, and then his watch party is going to do great. So maybe he'll never return, but I think of the retired,
23
like retired people,
years old. It's like Tfue. He retired at like what, 26. Dude, yeah. I love that. I love anybody who chooses life over, you know, grinding their asses off. Like, it's all, I respect it.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
He'll probably work more now.
Huh?
He'll probably work more now.
Yeah, maybe.
In the sense of, like, hours put in when it comes to streaming, because he'll probably have to stream all day and do
the watch party.
It's just so freeing because it's like... Now he's not on the team schedule anymore. He can do literally like whatever he wants whenever he wakes up. I don't know how much Sentinels does like content and stuff like this, but like he probably can just wake up and do whatever he wants now.
He could aspire to be Pred and then just go from on a European tour.
Why not, man?
He should.
But yeah, it's a big hit to the Valorant community.
That's amazing. Congratulations to him. Good for him. 23 years old, about to start living life. Maybe comes back at 26, dominates again, and then fucking
I think that's
retires.
A possibility because, you know, like on the World Series of Warzone, like the whole thing was like, yeah, this is Biffle's last thing. And then he wins. And then they ask him, and he's like, I'm not fucking leaving, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations to Falcons again.
That's some other shit.
Biffle, what a fucking player.
I love that guy. Biffle's a great kid.
Yeah. Good kid. Anyway, congratulations to Falcons. Optic Legacy match, October 12th coming up. Buy tickets now. Link is going to be in the description down below. It's going to be Optic Texas versus the Optic Dynasty. I have all of my money on the Optic Dynasty. Yep. I just think with the leadership of Karma and the three Musketeers next to him, I think that we're going to get some wins here.
Wait, we did one last year. I forget. We did one last year. What game was it on?
Is that offseason? Is that the offseason one, or was this something different?
We did this last year, didn't we? We did an Optic Legacy match last year, right?
MW3.
It was supposed to be
Black
Ops.
It was on MW3?
I don't remember.
OG MW3, the original.
OG MW3? I don't even remember.
Wasn't
did we
it
win?
Supposed to be on BO3, but then you guys said,
yeah,
like,
you guys won.
And then you
did
guys
we win?
The game?
Of course.
We did win?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. We're up 1-0.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get to battle them again. We'll see. I don't know what game it's on.
1v1s, fans versus Optic members. This is my time to finally shut some mouths. Because every time at the 1v1s when I'm hyping up like him or
somebody's like, you get on the sticks.
It's like, I want to play Methods. I'm like, bro, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
You don't want to play back, me. Nah. So now I will play you.
You're going to slam? Yeah.
Now I will play you. We'll see how it goes.
Are you going to shoot bodies
and
teabags?
You got to shoot some bodies there too, man.
Uh-huh. Depends on the opponent.
No.
If they're talking crazy.
It's like a 13-year-old kid.
No.
Oh, no. That's when you do it so you can correct their behavior.
Well, you show them you're about it.
Yeah. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen,
October 12th.
Yes, we just mentioned Optic Legacy match October 12th. You can buy tickets now. The link is in the description down below. We'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Peace. Bye-bye.